Hello and welcome to the final episode of the podcast Cults and Kaiju. This is chapter 12, entitled The Prophecy Lingers. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. So we're going to pick up at the end of episode 9, where Ren is trying to save Shingo from cult zealots. I apologize for episodes 10 and 11 being in there and kind of keeping you away from the end of the story, but we felt like episodes 10 and 11 were kind of vital to kind of fill in the story, and plus we had gotten new information at the time. So we're going to pick up right at the end of episode 9. So when we left off last time with Rin's story, he was apparently trying to get the sick Shingo to a hospital, tucked inside a broken shopping cart, all the while holding an umbrella over them both.
Yes, Shingo kept his eyes closed because he didn't want to invoke the stare of the sky god that he thought was a demon. But after a few minutes, he passed out, and that scared me, so I pushed the cart faster. It was a bumpy ride. I almost caused an accident running across the highway. Luckily, we made it over and it caught the attention of a policeman. An ambulance showed up, and I told them Shingo and I were related, so they let me come to the hospital. Shingo looked worse and worse. They put an IV in his arm and put an oxygen mask over his face. Here was this old man laying in front of me, probably one of the few people who had a direct connection to my father Jimmy Mizaki. I was starting to cry a little, ashamed that I just stood there at Shingo's place and didn't do anything while those thugs burned it all down.
I think given your current state of mind at the time, you're lucky you didn't pass out as well.
When we got to the hospital, they told me he was stable and just needed to rest. They put him in a room and I hung out, waiting for him to wake up. I remember he opened one eye and looked around and asked me through coughs what time it was. I told him, and then he asked me if the sky demon had come yet. I realized that it was my birthday. After all the confusion and stress of being followed, the drawings on the sidewalk, and everything swirling around me, that I had completely forgotten about it. And by my mother's calculations, I had been born about that time, so yes, any minute the X scar on my chest would open up the stairs leading to heaven. My heart started beating so much I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
That's probably about the time I would have passed out.
My psychiatrist ran into the room and I felt slightly better. He kept me from falling down and sat me down in a chair, reminding me to breathe. He told me that it was going to be okay, for me to focus on his voice, and that there would be no stairway to the heavens opening. I nodded in agreement, although I wasn't so sure. Then he finished his sentence. He said there would be no stairway to God opening unless I killed Shingo as a sacrifice.
Whoa. He wanted you to kill Shingo?
Yes. I couldn't believe it. He said the old man had to be a sacrifice to God, and that he knew too much, and that was the only way to open the doorway. It would have to be me that sacrificed Shingo to God so there would be peace on earth. The room was starting to spin after that. My psychiatrist pulled open his shirt and revealed a large red tattoo on his chest of a giant letter X. He said he had been put in place by servants of Emmy to guide me to my destiny. Then he pulled a pillow off another bed and put it over Shingo's face. Shingo was too weak to do anything. My psychiatrist kept saying, "It's simple, it's easy to do. Just do it quickly, and it will all be over." Then he pressed harder on Shingo's face, and I could hear Shingo start to scream under the pillow. I screamed bloody murder, hoping a nurse would come. But you know who came first?
Who?
The man in the black hat. The man with the mustache. He ran in and grabbed my psychiatrist and dragged him to the ground and rolled him over. Two other men in trench coats appeared and put handcuffs on my psychiatrist and dragged him off. After a bit of time had passed and the man in the black hat talked to some doctors and a policeman, he sat me down. I remember he ran out and got coffee and a Snickers bar for me while we spoke. Apparently he was part of the cult back in the day and played a big part in getting meetings organized and pretty much doing whatever Jimmy or Emmy wanted. He had worked at the ad agency with them both. His name was Ryogi.
So it turns out Ryogi is really the person that first uploaded those cult films, hoping someone would pay attention. Ryogi is in his late 80s now and apparently got prescribed the wrong medication and was hallucinating past events. He sometimes still thought Ren was missing and even went online to look for him. Since then, his medication has been fixed and he's back to normal, although I am told a little forgetful. He did in fact become a father figure in Ren's life.
And was Ryogi your real father?
He helped me get a loan for my first home. He helped raise my kids. I never needed a paternity test. But years later he wanted to do it, and it was very easy to do online, and yes, it proved he was my real father. And speaking of family, that day, when my father saved us and told me whom he really was, Shingo, who I think was pretending to sleep, opened one eye and said, "Hey, wait, if he is going to be your father, can I be your grandfather?" Ryogi shrugged and I laughed and said sure, and Shingo laughed saying, "Hooray, I'm a grandfather!" Eventually, Ryogi got Shingo permanent lodging and Shingo stayed alive long enough to meet my future wife.
That's wonderful.
One more thing happened later that day in the hospital. The walls started shaking and I thought we were having an earthquake. In through the door came my school janitor panting. My father opened up his trench coat to reveal a gun in a holster. The janitor, it turns out, was Toya, the cult member that caught all those foxes. For the first time, I noticed small burned scars on his face. Back in the day, Jimmy must have known his days were numbered because Toya was tasked with being my permanent future bodyguard. Toya entered the room and took a step closer. We all backed up and even Shingo in his bed pushed himself away toward the back of the bed. Toya asks if he missed the steps to heaven. I told him it didn't happen. No portal came out. God didn't come down to earth, nothing. Toya shrugged and said, "Well, maybe the prophecy was off. I come back in a year." Then he walked out, and we never heard from him again.
So there you go. That's the story of Rin, Shingo, Emmy, Jimmy, and everyone else. You can see why now we kept their names anonymous. I doubt if the authorities would be that keen to solve an accidental death that happened overseas and never reported, but still, it's safe to be safe. Rin's real father had him diagnosed for schizophrenia, and it was found out that Rin had been hallucinating so much because of the psychotropic drugs his psychiatrist had prescribed him. That, coupled with years of demented grooming by someone Rin thought was a trusted professional, and, well, Rin was pretty messed up. But after a few years of proper counseling and being weaned off all sorts of dangerous drugs, Rin was able to lead a normal life. He even walks around in the daylight now, without an umbrella. And since we finished recording all the podcasts, Rin took down the videos his father uploaded and gave them to us, and we're posting them and the videos we have on our YouTube page for reference to each episode. Since these episodes have aired, nobody else has come forward from the Heavenly Path Church, and the website is yet to come back. Thanks for listening to our podcast. I want to thank Rin and his family for the courage to tell their story, a tale that for them would have stayed buried if it hadn't been for Ryogi's bad medication dredging up the past. I can rattle on about what I think the story means to me, the lessons I took from it, but I think every listener who has stayed with us and supported us through the entirety of the podcast gets to decide and come to their own conclusions. Big shout out to all the fans and family that supported us as we uncovered this mystery day by day, week to week, probably driving everyone crazy with where we thought the story might be headed at any given time. This was a labor of love that took almost a year to fully realize, and we appreciate the patience of those around us during the process. This has been Trenton Payne for Cults and Kaiju.
Yori. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.